We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Friday night, and I'm doing one of my favorite shows of the year with one of my favorite people, Nicole. I mean, Ken.
What? Hey, that's cool. I get it.
This is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, brought to you by Senior Grubbies, now open in downtown Oceanside in the original location in Carlsbad Village. Hashtag Eat Grubbies. It's Jeremy. With me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And tonight's show, a yearly special we do around this time.
Indeed.
It is our Pink Boots Celebration. We've got Kelly, Amy, and Nicole with us from Pink Boots, and we're going to drink some of the amazing beers that you guys have put together. Correct me if I'm wrong, but every year you guys do a hop blend with Kelly, and then that goes out to a bunch of different breweries that make a Pink Boots-inspired beer based upon the hops that she puts together.
So every year during Great American Beer Festival, the Pink Boots Society meets up, and we do a hop rub. So Kelly brings all the hops from Yakima. We get to choose what we want, and then we make the blend. Anybody can buy this blend. You don't have to be involved in Pink Boots to buy it. We get $3 per pound donated from this blend when you buy it. It's kind of insane. You can take it a step further if you're a member or you want to be more involved and donate more money to us for more scholarships by registering on the website.
So scholarships, Pink Boots scholarships. To buy boots.
We actually offered over 30 scholarships to women last year to further their careers in education.
I love that.
We are not just ladies who sit around and drink beer and have fun, although that is a wonderful part of it. I mean, we're currently doing that.
We know you guys
too
well.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I remember last year's show. Yeah. We did a lot of that.
But the society really is educationally focused. That's the big driving component of us all being together and working so hard.
You did the hot blend last year. How does it compare to the hot blend you put together this year?
So the Pink Boots blend has only been, this is our second year, and I think they've been doing the brew days for at least...
This is the fifth year.
The fifth year, okay. And it was just kind of a conglomeration of us, or a collaboration of us coming together as their society, and then us as a hop company to be able to offer them the chance to make their own blend. So I actually don't have any input in the hop blend.
What?
I just facilitate the blend, get the hops there for the ladies, let them rub them, answer questions, and then our company, Yakima Chief, makes the blend and then packages it for sale.
So what is in this year's blend?
This year's blend is Sabro, which is a new hop that got named like 2 years ago at the CBC, Laurel, a little bit of Glacier, Simcoe, and Mosaic.
Sounds mysterious and complicated. What was that first hop?
Sabro.
Super coconutty.
Mm-hmm. It's a Neo-Mexicanus hop, and it's become really popular, especially for juicy IPAs.
This doesn't taste like it has any of those hops in it.
You're right, it doesn't.
Getting smarter.
I was going to say, all those flavors you described, I got none of them in this beer.
Here.
All right, what is our first beer if this has nothing to do with your hop blend?
This was actually brewed by Epic, so they're in North Park right now brewing in the Igniter spots. And they actually last year made a different beer, and they did use the hop blend, but they reverted back to their original beer that they did 3 years ago because it is their most award-winning beer that they've brewed.
Look at you.
Yeah, so good for them.
Most award-winning beer, and it happens to be the Pink Boots beer. And this is called Meister, if I remember correctly.
It is. It's a
which
German
is
wheat
champion?
Beer.
Sure.
This is usually where I get your really bad German accent, but you know, so be it. If you don't want to do it, go to hell.
I'm sorry, I was busy smelling the beer.
But it's also not a requirement to brew with our hops. It's just an opportunity to give money back to the Pink Boots Society. So
whatever they do over there, it's magic.
I feel soft.
Wow.
All right. You look soft.
All right.
Thank you.
Ken's going to go out of control for beer.
I'm bringing out my feminine side.
I'm breaking it right here on you, dude. We're gonna start the program off with one of my favorite bands, Best Coast. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. We need to do a separate show that we stream online where you can hear all the conversations that happens while we play songs on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with Ken and our friends from the Pink Boots Society, with Kelly, Amy, and Nicole here drinking beer and talking about Sex and the City and Cosmos, but not because of the reason you would think.
No, not at all.
This is more based on Ken than either of the three ladies in front of me.
I have no apologies to make to anyone.
As well you should not, sir. Yeah, so we finished Epic Brewing's Meister, and now we're moving on to another beer. And now, Kelly, you helped facilitate a really cool hop blend that involves some really interesting hops. You said one has kind of a coconut flavor to it, which is Sabro. Right.
Yes.
So the first beer we had did not have that hop blend in it. This one does.
Absolutely.
All right. What beer is this, and where is it from?
Topa Topa. It's their Women's Day IPA. So they're actually in Ventura, and they've got a lot of women that work there, and they've been really supportive of Pink Boots.
How much coconut did they put into this beer?
None.
That's that Sabro hop?
Yeah.
What?
All right. I don't know if it was going from the German wheat beer to this, but the first note I got right out of the rip was coconut.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I took another sip, and I started to get more of the IPA presence of other hops. And then on the back end, I started to get the coconuts.
Do you like the coconut?
I love the coconuts.
Okay, good. It is really cool, though, to see KC showcase. So they did just open a new brewery up there, and this is one of the first 16-ounce cans out of there.
Wow.
I've never even heard of Topo exciting. Topo before.
Wow. You got to get to Ventura.
Apparently.
You got to get out more often.
There's a couple other good ones up there, too.
There is way too much for me to do in San Diego. Why the hell would I go to LA? But this is slowly convincing me that maybe I need to expand
Ventura
my horizons.
Highway in the summertime. Mm-hmm.
That's me shutting his mic off. So we're going to take a break. We come back. I know you wanted some Courtney Barnett. I think that would go amazing with this. Topa Topa Women's Day IPA. That's up next. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Arnold 94.9. Thrilling. The hops are drinking tonight. And I will tell you from that last beer we just finished on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour, I cannot wait to see what's coming next. So it's Jeremy. With me, we've got our San Diego Indie Beer Van. Who's not paying attention to me right now, Ken Wright. We've got Kelly, Amy, and Nicole from Pink Boots. What? Yes, you didn't realize that the song had ended, did you?
No, we were talking about 420. And
Ken lives in a constant state of 420. I was just waxing poetic about the amazing hop choice put together for this year's Pink Boots.
You know,
beers.
I waxed once, and it was a painful
I'm turn you off until I'm done. We just finished Brewery out of Ventura, Topa Topa. They did a Women's Day IPA. Absolutely amazing. By far, the coolest coconut IPA I've had to date. And not even a coconut IPA in the traditional sense. It had coconut in it. It was just the Sabro hop that you helped put in this blend, which is
Sabro.
Amazing. Then we had Epic Brewing's Meister to start off the program. As we explore deeper into these beers, what's next? Who's got this one?
We got Stone now.
All right. So what was Stone's take when they decided to do a beer for you guys?
I personally get a ton of pineapple out of this, so I can imagine that's where they went with this, because their beer is called Pretty Fly for a Mai Tai.
That's my theme song.
I would agree with the pineapple.
Yeah, there is pineapple
in it. No, just the pineapple from the hops.
I don't think
Oh, especially right on the front of the palate. Yeah,
yeah. Pineapple. The funny thing is, I also it's not the same as the Topa Topa where you get that roundness of the coconut. No. I do get on the back of my tongue as it's going down just this slight mellowness, which I would probably attribute to that coconut flavor.
Like a honeydew. It smooths it out a little
bit. Yeah, it kind of smooths it out, because in typical Stone fashion, it has a definitely a stronger hop bitterness presence on the front end of it. But it does. It just got a little bit of that pineappleness. It kind of washes back into that melony-ish, almost coconut-ish.
I think that we should do a cheers to Laura Ulrich right now.
Mm. Laura's the president of Pink Boots.
Where is El Presidente?
That girl's busy brewing
your cats,
and
probably
being the president of the Pink Boots Society.
Laura, we wish you were here right now. Whoa! You amazing
Ken.
Laura's my cuss buddy.
I don't know where to go from that, so I'm just going to play the yes.
I ever tell you about the time Laura yelled at me?
No, that's definitely a Ken write off. Here you go. It's Rock and Roll Happy Arnold 94.9. Seriously, one of my favorite things is when Ken tries to make jokes that are on point with being, as he says, hip with the kids.
Hip with the kids.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Arnold 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And we've got the ladies from Pink Boots Society, Kelly, Amy, Nicole. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. Bringing some amazing beers that you guys do every single year to kind of bring awareness, help bring some funds. You guys do scholarships for a lot of lady brewers who want to expand their knowledge of the process. And thank you for that. The beers that you help create are amazing. We've had the Stone Pretty Fly for a Mai Tai. Also had the Topa Topa out of Ventura, the Women's Day IPA. So far, that's been my favorite. That has been the most well-rounded demonstration of the hop blend that Kelly helped create. And then Epic Brewing's Meister started off the program. And I mean, come on, it's Epic Brewing. You can't go wrong. Sorry, I almost went Christopher Walken there. That's
Whoa.
Hey. I love Christopher Walken.
Our next beer we're drinking tonight tonight comes from one of my favorite breweries in San Diego. I make no bones about it. I love Steve-O and the gang over at Three Punks. They made a beer for you guys, and I assume same hot blend.
Yes.
And this is a what they call a it's three pink ales instead of three punk ales.
This one's pink.
All right. I like a good rosé when I get back from sailing, and when I get back to my favorite club in Hyannisport, I like to enjoy a nice light refresher. Yes, I do.
Can I ask you a personal question? What time did you start drinking this morning?
You're not my real dad. I don't have to answer that. And I hate you.
Never mind. Some things I don't want to know. So when Three Punks took on this beer, what was their what did they set out to do? Did they want to make a brute IPA? Because that's kind of what this feels
this
like.
This is a brute IPA. Damn, you're good.
It's really, really, this is just something that I would want to drink in mass quantities. It's got such a great hot presence
in a pool.
To it.
Yeah. On a flamingo floaty.
Amy, you're wrong. This doesn't require the flamingo floaty. This right here.
Pizza floaty?
No. Unicorn. This is the unicorn floaty. I need a rainbow tail while I'm drinking this.
What about the avocado floaty? I don't know how you're supposed to lay, if you're supposed to lay around like the little seed part of it, or if it's like the part where it's cored out and your butt goes there. I'm not quite sure.
This is the point where we put too much time into talking about floaty.
So there's a couple of women that work at Three Punks. None of them got to go to the brew day, but there were a couple.
But Ivan was there. Women. That was the important part.
Yes.
Hi, Ivan.
That's what's really cool is that they were so supportive and they wanted to make a beer for us. They bought the hop blend. They made a beer. They're making a donation to us. They had an awesome release party. Someone from their art gallery next door donated a piece of art to be auctioned off.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
And they made two beers.
South Bay Uprising.
91950 and whatever
two beers. So probably go down and check it out and have the other one.
Yeah, they're making super solid West Coast IPAs, which I tend to enjoy myself.
Three Punks kills it. They do such a good job, and they're so humble about it, too, which is really cool.
One thing we didn't touch on, these beers available. I know that the Topa Topa is actually in cans, but most of these you're going to have to pick up from the brewery.
Yeah, Meister's on tap at Epic in North Park. I don't know about the Point Loma one.
There, too.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it probably is, but yeah, definitely.
Nice thing about Three Punks, one location. To find it.
Dumb,
same
dumb.
Spot always.
Just go there.
We've had a tap takeover at 52 East Eatery. We also are trying to plan one at Churchill's. We're trying to plan one
Carpool.
At O'Brien's.
Carpool.
Yes.
Oh man, there was one more I can't remember. But that's the beauty of it is so many people want to support us and put our beers on tap and get us out there and get all these beers in one place.
Nicole, you know why?
They're rad.
It's because you're a badass.
We are badass.
And we'll end on that.
Yeah.
We'll take a break when we come back. We've got one more beer with our friends from Pink Boots Society. It's coming up next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's all 94.9. Tonight has been so much fun. I can't believe we're already on our last beer. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, brought to you by Senior Grubbies, now open in downtown Oceanside and still their OG location in Carlsbad Village. Hashtag Eat Grubbies. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And we are having a blast tonight with our friends from the Pink Boots Society. We've got Kelly, Amy, and Nicole with us, and we've sampled some delicious beers from Three Punks to Stone. We've had Topa Topa, a new brewery out of Ventura that you've introduced me to, at least new to myself, and started off the program with Epic Brewing's Meister, and I'm sad. We're on our last beer, and I know
it
you guys...
It came so fast.
She said.
But I'm bummed.
Hey guys, it's about women's advancement.
Hey, I will just have you know that it was Nicole that said that, not me.
Goodness.
Guilty as charged, but that's why I love you, Nicole.
It might have been in my head, but she's the guilty party here.
Sorry, Mom.
So now we've only covered a small portion of the breweries that have bought the hops from Kelly. What other breweries do have brewed beer that we can go find a Pink Boots beer at?
Y'all, it's a long list. Bear with me.
Carl Strauss. All
right.
Yes, Carl Strauss.
Hey, bitter and pink. It's delicious.
We had Society make a beer. Home Brewing Company, which is attached to the Home Brewer. Kairoa Brewing.
Love those guys.
Second Chance. Epic. St. Archer. Four Penny. Amplified. Culture. McKellar. Two Kids.
Yeah, right.
Hi,
Three
Sam.
Punks. White Labs. Coronado Fall, which we're having now. Pizza Port canned the beer.
What?
It's HBIC. I think you can gather what that means. Stone Liberty Station made their beer, and North Park Beer Company, too.
With all the brewers that have made a beer, how much money have you raised so far?
So last week or 2 weeks ago in Denver at the Craft Brewers Conference,
Total
we attended
FOMO.
The YCH party, and they presented us with not only one checks, but actually two.
Wow. So like big checks?
Big checks.
Like oh, we ran around size checks.
We ran around the town with these checks. We're not even ashamed.
There's some great Instagram
I took one
photos.
To one place.
Excuse me, can I cash this?
Yakima Chief, we actually...
This is our tab.
more than doubled their donation from last year. So they actually gave us a check for $84,000.
That's ridiculous.
Wow. And then Country Malt, who is a partner of theirs, they gave us a check for $15,000. So we got
cool.
a whopping $100,000 donation.
Wow.
And that's all going straight to scholarships. We actually pretty much quadrupled what we're going to do for our brew school scholarship with them up in the summer during harvest.
It's just like a lot of opportunity. I think what we see as a company is like the value of the education. And that's what's most exciting for us. And then to see all the creativity of all the brewers and doing all these crazy new things.
Brings
it's just
everyone
a, it's yeah, it's just a great yeah, opportunity.
It's one of the coolest things about Pink Boots is the value on lifelong learning across the board, and especially with the hot blend opportunity for brewers to pick this up and make it and then have that go back to scholarships. It's just so beyond inspiring and makes me want to cry.
Wow.
Guys.
I mean,
ladies.
Amy stepping up with the emotions right at the end.
For
you can always count on me. For that, you guys.
I should probably make you set up this last beer then. What are we ending it with tonight?
Ooh, this is Vol Brewing Super Bloom Kettle Sour.
Whoa.
I believe they added Earl Grey and lemon to it, so it's got nice...
So they took the hot blend and then they dunk Earl Grey tea?
It's amazingly prevalent at the finish. You know, it takes you a couple seconds and you're like, oh my gosh, that's so
this
like
is
herbaceous
a boozy
and delicious.
Arnold Palmer.
6.2%, and when I heard that Fall was adding this in, when we were all discussing at our last meeting at Carl about what we were all making,
God.
I said, "You're putting tea in this? What?" And I am not disappointed with this.
Yeah.
As of any of their beers, they always kill it. Super drinkable, super killer,
wow.
And they just slayed yet again.
All right, let me ask you a question, personal. When you have Earl Grey tea, lemon or milk?
Lemon.
See, to me, I'm getting a little both of this. I'm getting almost that smoothness that you get from a lactose, but there's no lactose in it. But you also have that little bit of like lemon finish on the back end. You get the pepperiness, and it's all rounded out.
I think that might be the Sabro giving you that milky
coconut
quality.
Kelly,
I see you.
It's a Sabro.
I have a real question, another personal question for Amy.
Oh my gosh.
What pool floaty would you do with this beer?
Ooh, hold on one sec, you guys.
You had to taste it again.
Could I make my own pool floaty?
This is a safe space.
It would be like a big piece of cheese.
Ooh,
big.
What kind of cheese?
Maybe like a huge block of brie that like floated.
See, I was thinking
where like
maybe
the creaminess of the brie would like reflect back on your tan while you're like laying there drinking this beer.
I was thinking
it'd
like
be
a
amazing.
Swan made out of cheese.
We're gonna end with some Tegan and Sarah as we take our cheese swan and ride it into the sunset. Thank you,
cheese swan,
so much for bringing the beer tonight. Thanks for hanging out. We will see you next week for the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's all 94.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.